A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Newcastle have been placed on red alert to a potential bargain signing, with French side Nice slashing their asking price for midfielder Wylan Cyprien. L'Equipe are reporting that the Ligue 1 outfit now value the 25-year-old at just €10 million, having originally hoped for as much as €20 million at the start of the summer. Newcastle are said to be interested in the situation, but they're not the only side, with Hellas Verona, Strasbourg and Bordeaux also holding an interest, the latter of which have apparently already held talks with Nice. Cyprien is free to negotiate a pre-contract agreement with another club in January, which is why Nice have halved their asking price. Despite the new valuation, no formal offers have yet been received by the club. Elsewhere, reports from Italy are increasing over Newcastle's interest in Arkadiusz Milik. After initial inquiries just a few weeks ago, both Corriere dello Sport and Calcio Napoli 24 are confirming that the interest is there. However, there is a caveat, which is suggesting that if Newcastle United don't sell Joel Linton, who only arrived from Hoffenheim last year, they are unlikely to be able to afford the Poland forward. And finally for the bulletin, Portuguese outlets Oiogo are claiming that Newcastle United are one of a number of Premier League clubs who have made an approach for midfielder João Mario. Leeds and West Ham are also understood to be interested in signing him, along with a number of sides from Spain, with a former Hammers loanee available on loan, or at a fee of £13 million after falling out of favour under Antonio Conte. The 27-year-old announced himself on the world stage in Portugal's winning Euro 2016 campaign before going on to seal a £35 million move to Inter. He has struggled at the San Siro, though, and now the Italian side are said to be looking to offload him. That's all for now. We'll have more later.